What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Well, shoot! Here's something you don't hear every day. The director of the FBI committing a felony. Because that's what perjuring yourself before Congress is. It carries up to 5 years in prison.
Right, but your answer is clear. You've not seen any widespread fraud by mail, and it's something the FBI watches continuously to make sure that that's not happening.
So, that's something we would investigate seriously.
Absolutely.
Aggressively.
So the next question is...
We now know that's a lie. By then, the FBI had done not one but two interviews with a confidential source claiming that China had stolen the personal information of millions of people off TikTok and then used it to create fake licenses indistinguishable from real ones because the info was the real information, shipped them into the country with the aim of committing mass-scale election fraud using absentee ballots. Customs and Border Patrol would later catch one tranche of these fake licenses, almost 19,000 of them, coming through Chicago O'Hare. Who sent them? China, via Hong Kong, with the direct intent of meddling in the 2020 election to get Joe Biden elected. You may have heard these details before. Well, the update is blockbuster. I'm going to try to count the felonies as we go. At least the obvious ones, anyway. A new bombshell series of documents was just released by Senator Chuck Grassley showing FBI headquarters interfered with the Chinese election probe and hid it, destroyed evidence of it to shield FBI Director Christopher Wray from political blowback. The problem is that when Christopher Wray testified before Congress in 2021 and said they had no evidence of absentee ballot fraud, he lied. Again, that's felony level perjury. So what did they do? Destroyed the evidence of that lie. The evidence that China had interfered or appeared to be interfering. Wait, isn't that evidence of a crime? Yes. Yes, it is. So that's felony number two. So they destroyed the evidence of a crime so that Christopher Wray couldn't be charged with lying to Congress about that crime. Do I have that correct? Yeah, I do. So let me get this straight. The same agency, the FBI, that faked the Russia collusion hoax in partnership with Hillary Clinton, who, by the way, her campaign committed a felony and a misdemeanor to do that. She was never charged by the FBI. The same institution that faked the Russia collusion hoax and blasted news of it to anybody who would hear it, destroyed evidence to keep the public from finding out about the actual Chinese election interference? Yup. But it's so much worse than that. Because the new documents that Grassley put out show that the FBI even went so far as to internally retaliate against FBI agents who were either whistleblowers or who raised concerns like, you know, hey, it sure looks like China's stealing the election here. They got retaliated against internally. They deliberately obstructed Congress's oversight. But it's even worse than that, because we're now finding out, as detailed on pages 2 through 8 of the Grassley document, that Chinese operatives funneled money through intermediaries to U.S. campaigns. That's a felony. You can't take a foreign donation. And on pages 31 through 34, it includes an email thread within the FBI discussing a Chinese entity tied to these operations with references to compromise, i.e. compromising material, i.e. blackmail on U.S. figures that was instrumental to this whole thing. Folks, they only wish they had this on Russia and the supposed Russia collusion. These emails, folks, are patently outrageous. And you can see on pages 15 through 18 and 22 through 25 emails, I'll read to you from them in a sec, where the FBI internally debates about suppressing and delaying these reports, with some of them saying they're concerned about political fallout or optics. Yeah, the fallout would have been bad because, as you heard in the beginning of this podcast, Ray lied. That's perjury. Yeah, the fallout from that would have been bad. So, I mean, you say optics. No, you don't get to destroy evidence of election interference, wipe it from the FBI system, and wipe all log traces of it being on the FBI system because optics? No, this is a crime. You don't get to do, because they're covering up two crimes here. Ray's perjury, and they're covering up the potential election fraud. Here's a question for you, folks. If there's no there with this, Ray wouldn't have had to lie about it to Congress, and they wouldn't have had to destroy evidence to protect Ray, because there wouldn't be any evidence, or if it was just, you know, bum intel or something like that, bad intel, they wouldn't have to destroy it. In fact, they would keep it to say, look, this is why we didn't bring this to Congress. There's nothing here. They destroyed it. Why? Because China did it. Folks, we don't know exactly who sent or who received these emails, because that's blacked out. But listen to this one, sent on September 29th, 2020. The email reads, based on the conflict of this information, the fact that it contradicts FBI Director Christopher Wray's testimony to Congress, and listen to this, and the importance to the current administration. Whose was that? Donald Trump. Remember, he was already warning of election fraud. This would have confirmed it. They were treating him like a lying mental defective at this point. So bottom line, the FBI declassified documents, they reveal that basically the FBI believed China was trying to rig the 2020 election for Biden with fake IDs. And that directly contradicted Director Wray's testimony to Congress. Listen to it again.
Right. But your answer is clear. You've not seen any widespread fraud by mail. And it's something the FBI watches continuously to make sure that that's not happening. So
that's something we would investigate seriously.
Absolutely.
Aggressively.
So the next question is,
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Now let's go back and remember a couple of details here. August and September of 2020 were when Twitter, because remember it was then owned by Jack Dorsey, and Facebook, then owned by Mark Zuckerberg, came out with that super weird announcement. It freaked me out at the time. I did multiple Battleground America podcasts on it. Both Jack Dorsey's Twitter and Mark Zuckerberg personally warned that any mention of election fraud or absentee ballot fraud would be censored by social media because they needed to protect democracy. Again, and at the time, I said, well, it's August. It's September. How do they know we're going to have fraud accusations in November? And remember how serious this was. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg even warned, look, you can't even talk about whether the election was legitimate, whether there was fraud, whether there was cheating. You can't even talk about it in direct messages on Facebook to family and friends. Forget posting about it. Now, let's really back out so you can get the full mind-melding blow of this thing upside your head. Because when you think about it this way, it will blow your mind. Go back to 2019. We would eventually find out that the FBI had had the Hunter Biden laptop since 2019. Knew it was real and knew it contained evidence of money laundering and bribery. Again, we know this from the Catherine Herridge interview with the two IRS whistleblowers. I did a podcast on that earlier in which they said, yes, we had the Biden family dead to rights. Yes, we knew Joe was the big guy. Yes, we knew he took 10%. And yes, the evidence was on the laptop. And yes, we knew it was Hunter's laptop since 2019. So did the FBI. But what did the FBI do? They lied. Russia collusion. It's Russian disinformation. 51 other intel heads joined them. Why? Because that was evidence Joe was compromised. So when you put the whole thing together, it's truly mind-blowing. The FBI knew the Biden family was compromised, knew the laptop was Hunter's, knew it wasn't Russian disinformation, but told that whole series of lies to get a guy owned by the Chinese into office, then hid and destroyed evidence of Chinese election fraud in order to help him gain office, knowing he was compromised, potentially controlled, I would say definitely controlled, by our worst enemy on Earth. Now, there's one more piece of this. One more piece that shows the China story, the laptop story, the COVID story are the same story. We know from the Twitter files, it's been widely reported, what else did the FBI censor for? And remember, they took down tens of millions of posts. They destroyed thousands of accounts. Questioning what? The COVID narrative. The COVID narrative that they needed to suspend in-person voting and ultimately violate absentee ballot laws. And we exhaustively documented this at the time, but here's what happened. In those key swing states, every one of them had absentee ballot laws establishing a long chain of custody. Most of them went like this. All of them did. You had to request an absentee ballot in writing via the mail. Then they would send it back to you via the mail. You would vote by absentee, usually with a witness, and send it back via mail. That creates a chain of custody that's very documentable. Well, this isn't going to work if you're going to commit fraud. And so in swing state after swing state, you either had liberal judges or liberal election officials simply suspend the law so that ballots could be mass mailed, absentee ballots. In one case, Wisconsin, they were just handing them out in the park to whoever wanted one. Well, now we know why. That's why the FBI honed in with a censorship effort using Elvis Chan on two things. One, create the environment for the mass mailing without custody of absentee ballots via lies, obfuscations, and exaggerations about COVID and censorship of anyone who questioned it. Why? Because COVID was an election interference tool. And by the way, where did COVID come from? China! folks, it came from the Wuhan lab. Something else the FBI hid and obscured. I guess the only question I have left is this. Where does the Democrat Party end and China begin? Where does the FBI end and China begin? I have been saying for the longest time, you are seeing the merger of these entities to seek total power, totalitarian power in the United States of America. This is just a piece of it, and it's about to get worse. But here's the good news, folks. I'm hoping this is the earth-shattering event that gets the average mainstream American on the same page as those of us who've gotten real news for years. Gets them on the side of, you know what? We need to take the FBI and wipe out at least the top half of it. Just fire them all. And you know what that needs to begin with? The indictment for trial of FBI Director Christopher Wray.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.